Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the various good deeds that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it possible for a believer to do, for a believer to invest his time. Various, a big broad portfolio Allah ta'ala has made possible for us, that you can invest your time in this good deed, in that good deed. You can enjoy this variety and you can enjoy that variety of good deeds. And really that's how a believer looks at good deeds, that this is a pleasure from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Pleasure in the sense that the person is pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he's pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's giving him happiness. And I've got the opportunity to please my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So today's hadith, عن جابر رضي الله عنه قال, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, كل معروف صدقة. Hazrat Jabir رضي الله عنه narrated, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, every good deed is charity. Every single good deed is charity. So yeah, a person shouldn't feel that I'm poor, I don't have money, how can I give charity? Others that got money, they can give charity. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is making it so easy, or explaining in such a way that it's so easy for a poor person also, that every single good deed you do is charity. Monetary charity is one form of charity, but every single good deed that a person does is charity. So don't lose out on the opportunities of giving charity. In other words, don't lose out on the good, on the opportunities of doing any good deed. Don't look at any good deed as small. Every good deed is something that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such that Allah ta'ala is very appreciative of what His servants do. We'll do one more hadith. وَعَنْهُ قَالَ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مَا مِن مُسْلِمٍ يَغْرِسُ غَرْسًا إِلَّا كَانَ مَا أُكِلَ مِنْهُ لَهُ صَدَقَةً وَمَا سُرِقَ مِنْهُ لَهُ صَدَقَةً وَلَا يَزْرَعُهُ أَحَدٌ إِلَّا كَانَ لَهُ صَدَقَةً رواه مسلم وفي رواية له فلا يغرس المسلم غرسا فيأكل منه إنسان ولا دابة ولا طير إلا كان له صدقة إلى يوم القيامة وفي رواية له لا يغرس المسلم غرسا ولا يزرع زرعا فيأكل منه إنسان ولا دابة ولا شيء إلا كانت له صدقة. The Jabir radiallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that no Muslim plants a tree without him receiving the reward of charity for whatever is eaten from it, whatever is stolen from it, and whatever someone takes from it. Look how beautiful it is that a person planted a tree. He planted such a tree where people can take benefit from. Either they're taking benefit from its shade, either they're taking benefit from its fruit, either they're taking benefit from the beauty of that tree, but they're taking some benefit. This person is getting the reward of charity. So specifically in this hadith what is mentioned, that whatever is eaten from that tree, this person is getting reward. He may have passed away too, he's gone in his cupboard, but the fruit that people are eating from the tree that he planted, he is getting rewarded for that. How easy Allah Ta'ala has made it. Whatever is stolen from it, somebody came, they saw the fruit is there, it wasn't there, they just stole it and they took it. This person is getting rewarded even whatever people stole. It doesn't mean people should steal, but he planted that tree where somebody is benefiting from, so he's getting rewarded for it. That person for stealing is wrong for him to do it, but it doesn't take away the reward that this person in his qabr is getting, or this person in his life is getting for somebody consuming from that tree. This is the clemency and the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Person did a wrong action, someone else did a wrong action and taken away from his tree, or the tree that he has planted, and he's getting rewarded for it. And the last part, whatever someone takes from it, anything anyone takes from that tree, they benefit from that tree, this person is getting rewarded from it. Fruit that's growing there, people are eating, people are enjoying, children are having. This person is getting rewarded because he planted that tree. A narration of Muslim Sharif has it, that no Muslim plants a tree without him receiving the reward of charity until the day of Qiyamah, for whatever a human, animal or bird eats from it. And even an animal that's eating from it, a bird that is taking from it, human being that is eating from that tree, maybe it is a pawpaw tree for example, and the birds are coming and they're pecking from it, this person is getting a reward of feeding the birds. Animal is eating from it, he's getting the reward of feeding animals. Insan is eating from it, he's getting a reward of feeding insan, human being. This is the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whatever a human, an animal or anything else eats from it, this person is receiving the reward. So Islam teaches us that when you do something good, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such that He appreciates it. Another thing we learn from here, we don't need abadi in Islam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us in one hadith, or in these two ahadith that we did today specifically, they are the ahadith, but two ahadith we did specifically, do we ever need such a thing as abadi to encourage us to plant a tree? A Muslim knows that if I plant a tree that is useful to someone, I'm going to get so much of a reward. What else does he need? We don't even need to specify one day in the year. Every time he gets an opportunity, he's planting one tree. Somebody can benefit. He's cultivating some piece of land. The people can benefit. This is a believer. All the time he's looking to see how I can be of benefit to the people. Whether I can help them physically, I can help them financially, I can help them morally, I can help them even by just sympathizing with them or listening to their stories. Even this also, a believer is thinking that all the time, every moment, how I can be of benefit to the fellow creation. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq from this hadith we did before. Kullu ma'roofin sadaqatun. Every single good deed is an act of charity. Therefore, we don't need to always take out money to be giving charity. Sometimes just being kind and doing some act of kindness, that in itself is regarded as charity by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. As we know, today is Friday. If you try and come early for Jumu'ah Salah, increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make it a point of reciting Surah Al-Kahf. And also, the time between Asr and Maghrib Salah is a very mubarak time. Try and take out some time to make dua, inshallah. سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب